Guys, before we get started, I would like to address what's been going on in the news the past couple of days. However, because this is a pending litigation, I will not be able to answer questions or go into specific details on the matter. I will say that I've never done what I've been accused of doing. I have no reason, nor have I ever had any reason to do anything of that nature. I've done nothing wrong, and I have nothing to hide. And I know that when this is all done, everybody will see it the same way. Again, I can't answer any questions, but if you have anything about the upcoming season, I will answer those.
Are you angry to be portrayed this way?
Definitely. It's one thing to write about my football or my play when you're attacking my integrity. Definitely makes me angry.
When they talk about integrity, do you take that personally, Eli?
No, 100%. My track record of how I've handled myself since I've been here in New York since 2004 speaks for itself. I've tried to do everything with class and be a stand-up citizen, and that's what I have done, and that's being attacked right now.
Eli, I understand because of the pending litigation, you're limited to what you can say, but can you just clarify that one email that became public where you asked Joe Skiba to come up with some helmets that could pass as game used?
Right. Again, I cannot go into details about specifics. I will say it's taken out of context, and there is some other filings that have gone on recently that will clear up a lot of those things.
Can you describe the toll it's taken on you, Eli?
I'm handling it. Yeah, obviously, this was first reported 3 years ago. I've been dealing with it for a long time. But just more angry than anything having to deal with it and knowing that I've done nothing wrong and still being attacked.
You think this thing will be worked out in due time?
It'll all work out, I think when it all does, then I'll be clear to this, and everybody will see that I've done nothing wrong.
I mean, to have Governor Christie call you a liar, what was your reaction when you heard that one?
I can't get concerned with that. I think again, my track record speaks for itself, and so do the Giants, their history and their history of doing things the right way speaks for itself.
Well, could you say whether that email that came out, there were others before and right after that in the same chain of emails that would, you say, put it in proper context?
I think you'll see with the filings they're out there that you'll get a better understanding of everything.
Eli, given how you've conducted yourself over the course of whatever 15 years, are you surprised at how quickly some rush to judgment when there's something like this is portrayed a certain way?
Sure, definitely. I've done everything the right way and been a stand-up citizen, and obviously, you get someone starts something up and everybody turns against you very quickly. It hurts a little bit.
Eli, Peyton went through some somewhat similar dynamic, more serious charges against him that he went through. Did you talk to him about how he dealt with it? Did you see, take from him how he dealt with it to help you with this?
I have talked to Peyton, about things going on, but I obviously witnessed him and how he went through that and it hurt him and it was tough for him at the time. And so, understand, but we have talked and it's been good to have someone who's been through a similar situation, and being in the same position that we've done and doing things the right way and then being attacked.
Something you hope is resolved by the time the season starts? I know we've seen a September date in the paper, so.
Always anything's, that's cleared up sooner than later is better.
Have you heard from the league, or is it something you felt the need to reach out to them just to make sure that they're aware, your side?
I've heard nothing from the NFL.
Eli, you said you have nothing to hide, you've done nothing wrong. Are you also making that same statement about what's going on inside the Giants locker room as well?
The whole Giants staff has done things, first class and done things the right way. And I have total confidence they've done everything by the book.
Anything else? Any football questions?
Eli, what is it like to have Brandon Marshall as a wideout this year?
Definitely excited about Brandon. Been here the last few days. Got to work with him a few weeks ago. And a talented guy. I think he'll be a great leader of this team and a great playmaker, and to give us another weapon, you're always excited about that.
Eli, one other question about this. Considering, the money you've made in your career just playing football, people might wonder why you even get involved in the memorabilia business, you know, the amount that you make off of that obviously pales into comparison to what you make as a football player. What's the motivation for even, you know, putting yourself out there like that where something like this could happen?
Well, I'm in the autograph, and I sign autographs like a lot of people do. And, you know, I owed Steiner jerseys. I did not receive any benefits from that, and that was just part of my agreement. But I never personally sold or made any money off a jersey or helmet.
No, I'm just talking just like even having a deal. And I don't know Brandon Steiner is a stand-up guy, but I'm just saying, why do athletes even, you know, who make a considerable amount of money playing football, why even – like have a contract with a memorabilia dealer? Is it?
Well, it's just autographs. It's just a way to sign your name, and I think a lot of people do it, and you know, it's just part of the business.
All right, guys, a couple more.
How do you feel about your team? I mean, it's obviously early, but you know, there's a lot of pieces that have been added. Do you have a good sense about this team for this year?
I feel good about the guys that we have. I think everybody's come in excited, excited to get better, especially on the offensive standpoint, committed to do whatever it takes to play at a higher level. Our defense was outstanding last year, and, you know, they're committed to even get stronger and better. So I think we do have a good group of leaders on this team, great character, and that we'll work and do everything possible to have great success.
Have you had a chance to do a full review of your own play from last season? And if so, what have you seen?
We're going through that right now, and I've done it a little bit on my own. I think it's good to have to look at it by yourself and make your own analysis, but also to have the coaches and get coached and have great communication and talk to make sure we're on the same page, everything. So I know I got to play better. Complete more passes, throw more touchdowns, throw less interceptions, and I'm going to work to do that.
Eli, with this team coming off a playoff appearance and being on the upswing as it is, does this draft take on more significance? Are you more curious about some of the guys you can add that might be the final pieces to a championship puzzle?
Well, I think the draft's always important, and you can get a few guys that can come help you right away and fill some spots. Is great, but I think it's, obviously it's going to be the nucleus of guys that you already have on the team that's going to be important. I think, you know, even getting playoff experience last year, a lot of guys, it was their first time playing in a playoff game. To get that is invaluable. That is important. Even though it didn't go our way, to kind of fuel that hunger and get that, know what it's like to get to a playoff game, the work it takes, but, you know, the commitments that it takes to win some playoff games, people know what we need to do.
Appreciate it, Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
Off the door, guys.